Today, we're sponsored by cactuses. They're a plant that looks like it's drying its armpits. Get a cactus today. Today, we're also sponsored by selecting all squares with bicycles in them. Does that square count? It has part of a handlebar. What about the square that has the rider of the bike? If we're training driving software and showing them what objects to avoid, I'll select the rider of the bike in my selection, just in case. But a part of me is worried the machines will think I'm dumb. Make sure you select all squares with bicycles in them today, but only if you're a real person. Now on to our show. There's no Waldo finding in this episode. I'll do a few things instead. I'll ramble a thank you, talk future episodes, do a plug, also a little background on what this all is. So first, thank you. I was ready to stop the podcast, and somehow I got more listeners and more comments coming through, and people asking for more. Nothing crazy, but it made me want to do more. So if you want even more episodes, and you want them faster, please share with your friends, have them listen, and have them comment, because peer pressure is very real for me. Future episodes. So I don't know. Tell me what you want to hear next, what sounds interesting. You've got your own ideas. Love to hear them. I've set up an email address. Where's Waldo? audiobookpodcast@gmail.com. Where's Waldo? audiobookpodcast@gmail.com. A couple of ideas I've been playing with. Where's Waldo in the multiverse? No, multiverses are a thing, or were a thing, because they're not doing too well. What was I going to do? Where's Waldo at FTX? So it's just kind of like Waldo as an intern. To office stories, talk about his previous jobs at Enron and Theranos. Another idea for Where's Waldo with the 2003 Video Music Awards. Where's Waldo at the Cheesecake Factory? Recently, I wanted to make a podcast audiobook thing that was just me reading the Cheesecake Factory menu. And then my lawyer friend told me not to, because of law. I could also do more episodes with my kids, both my kids. The youngest one has never been on. Now she's 2.5 and can say some things. Most things she says are not good or interesting, but that's true of everyone of all ages. Recently, the 5-year-old, she drew a couple of symbols on a piece of paper and explained them to me. She said, this one was like a heart. This one is love. This circle thingy, this one is peace. This one looks like an S, is money. And this one, I couldn't tell what it was. She said, is the most important, it's Martin Luther King. Sidetracked. Anyway, let me know what you are interested in hearing. Again, the email address, I'm going to be annoying about it, where's Waldo audiobookpodcast@gmail.com. Quick plug and an ask. I'm working also on some children's books that I'm trying to shop around, and I'm not getting a ton of traction. They are weird, but I like them. So if you know someone in the industry you can connect me to, let's do it. Please reach out to me at Where's Waldo audiobookpodcast@gmail.com. And now for this last part. For anyone's interested in a little background and like, what is this podcast? It purely started as a bit. When Twitter was a thing, I was on Twitter. I tweeted a dumb thought. It wasn't particularly original. It was just, Where's Waldo audiobook? And then one of my friends replied and said, do it. And then I saw it and it was late at night and I was like, let me just Google how do you make an audiobook. And I could not figure out how to do it. So then I could figure out how to make a podcast. And so I just did that very first episode, purely just reading it, so that I could reply to my friend with a link to the podcast, for this bit. And then for some reason, people started listening to it. So I made an episode 2 and 3, and then I just sort of kept going. It became a nice thing for me to retreat to my basement and record once my kids were sleeping. As for me, I am, I've done a bunch of writing and performing, mostly live shows with the Upright Citizens Brigade, and mostly in a pre-kid, pre-pandemic world. And since then, I've been trying and trying to figure out where to put my energy now. I still have a couple of things that get published online here or there, but I don't know. The podcast seems like a good place. Recently, I told my brother-in-law about this podcast and how there's a lot of people, at least based on the comments, that use it to fall asleep. And then he told me how he falls asleep to ASMR videos of people getting massages. Which, it's not like, it's not perverted or anything, but it's like a weird thing to share. I didn't have an end for this. I think this is the end. All right. Thanks.